Welcome back to the Binge Breakthrough Podcast. My name and your host, Sebastian Bedinker. In this podcast, we help entrepreneurs and busy professionals just like yourself stop binge eating, stop food obsession, and that way you can finally lose the weight, the 20, the 30, the 40 pounds that you are meant to lose. And that way you can finally be confident, wear your favorite clothes, take your shirt off at the beach, and just feel like your best version. In today's podcast, we're going to be discussing exactly why you binge eat, the number one reason. And you may not even realize it. And I'm sure once you actually hear me say it, you're going to be like, what? But you're also going to be, you know, starting to understand, okay, maybe this is why I am constantly, you know, in the pantry, why I'm constantly checking the fridge. And this is the reason that holds so many people back. After speaking with hundreds of people on consultations, after helping hundreds of clients, after doing this for such a long time, I can definitely say that this is the number one reason. So let's get right into it, okay? The number one reason that you are binge eating is because you're actually under eating. And I know that sounds crazy at first, but hear me out, okay? I know you're probably thinking to yourself, Sebastian, if I'm overeating at night, if I'm eating junk food, pizza, chocolate cookies, donuts, how am I possibly under eating? Well, let me break this down. After a binge, what typically comes with that? It's those feelings of shame, those feelings of guilt. You know, I remember 2-3 years ago when I would binge eat every day, and I'm just trying to take myself back to that moment, right? Because I was so caught up with work. I was so caught up with trying to pay my bills. I would just stress eat, right? I would eat my feelings away, and that's how I would cope. You know, I'd eat, let's say, the Jack in the Box, the tiny tacos, the big fat Chipotle bowl with queso, guac. I would eat the donuts. We had a bakery right under me. I lived on Van Nuys. On Victory Road or Victory Boulevard. We had a bakery right under me. I would eat donuts every day. I would eat the bag of chips, the Takis, you know, the Lay's, the Doritos. And for a temporary moment, I would feel good. You know, it would take away all my stresses. It would pretty much take my mind off whatever I was thinking about, whatever I was dealing with. I didn't have to worry about that for those 20, those 30 minutes that I was eating. And that's why it is so addictive. But what comes after that? It was those feelings of feeling like, what did I just do? Oh my God, I just threw away all of my progress in the gym, all of my progress of eating healthy. I threw that all away. You know, it was like, what would someone else think of me? This is something that I always struggled with after my binges. It's like, what if someone else was here? Or like, I always imagine like a documentary crew or like someone filming me. Like, what if someone else was watching me eat like a pig, like just slob out. Like I felt so shameful, so embarrassed. Like, you know, what if my friends were here just watching me eat 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 calories? Or, you know, maybe you have a partner and imagining them watching you eat that much. Or just imagining people watching you eat your feelings away, just stuffing your face and feeling like you have no control over your life. Feeling like the food has control over you instead of the other way around. And so after a binge, I remember just feeling so shameful, so guilty. And guys, what happens after those feelings? You regret it. You hate it. You never want to do that again. And so what do? You try to make up for that binge. And this is where the undereating happens. You say, okay, I binge ate. I'm a failure. I am a screw up. I don't deserve to have food. I don't deserve to have food the next day. I'm going to eat 1,000 calories, 1,200 calories, because I don't want to gain all this weight. I don't want to feel fat. I don't want any of these nasty, guilty, shameful feelings associated with overeating and stuffing my face. So what am I going to do? I'm just going to starve myself the next day. I'm only going to eat greens, chicken, broccoli, and a little bit of rice, you know, the pure, strict bodybuilder diet, because I feel terrible about myself after a binge. And here's the thing, guys, this is the number one concept you need to understand. Okay, I have dealt with binge eating. I was a binge eater for such a long time. I've worked with clients that have been in the worst situations of binge eating. I've worked with clients that have binge ate on raw chicken breast. It is something that consumes you. It is something that can control your life if you don't know how to deal with it. So what do you do after binge? it is normal to feel those feelings of guilt and shame. And I think a lot of people think that, you know, those are negative feelings, but sometimes it's our body and our mind's way of telling us, okay, something is wrong. Something is not okay. My stomach is hurting. My stomach is hard as a rock. I feel tired. I feel slow. I feel lethargic. I feel like I'm so lazy. I can't even do anything. And so, of course, those feelings of shame are going to come after you binge eat, because it's your body's way of trying to tell you, okay, I don't like this. I don't like what we just did. Can we not do that again? And so what you need to do, instead of starving yourself the next day, that's you never want to do that, is understanding first why it happened. And guys, you can go look at my YouTube videos, you can go look at my previous podcasts, but this is the most important thing. This is step one, is identifying your triggers. What caused you to binge eat? Because once you can find out, okay, why did I overeat? Was I stressed out of my mind? Which was for me, that was the main one. Was I just bored? You know, maybe it was an off day. Maybe I didn't have much to do. Maybe it's a Sunday. It's the day of the Lord, but I don't have much to do. You know, we just went to church in the morning, and I'm home, and I have a full 8 hours where I'm not doing much. So of course, I'm more likely to overeat. Or maybe, you know, you restricted yourself, right? You underate. That's the biggest cause, guys. Undereating. And then after you identify your trigger, this is where you're going to implement a plan. If you were stressed out, you need to look for healthier coping mechanisms. If you're bored, you need to fill up each hour of your day with something that you're doing. You know, whether it's 9 a.m. waking up, 10 a.m. showering, 11 a.m. getting ready for the gym, 12 p.m. gym, 1 p.m. Yoga, 2 p.m. writing down your goals, meditation, 3 p.m. lunch, whatever the case, guys, you need to be writing down tasks for each hour. That way you're not bored. And then after you implement that plan, guys, the third thing you want to do, the three-step process, the third thing is allowing yourself grace, giving yourself grace, forgiving yourself. Okay, and this is where the part where you don't undereat comes in. You know, because guys, please understand that food is not the enemy. It is not good or bad. It does not have a moral compass. A lot of people think food is like, you know, this evil thing, and it's the reason you're fat. It's the reason you have all these problems in your life. And it's really not, guys. It is the overconsumption of food that causes problems. It is the overconsumption of sugar, the overconsumption of carbs. Carbs on their own are not bad. I recommend everyone to eat carbs. Sugar on its own is not bad. I recommend everyone to have sugar. Okay, it is the overconsumption of these things that start to ruin your life and start to take control of your life. So what is the best thing that we can do, guys, is for, like I said, identifying why it happened, number two, implementing a plan, and number three, giving yourself grace, allowing yourself forgiveness. Guys, the next day after a binge, do not starve yourself. Do not undereat. Eat your normal amount of calories. Don't punish yourself with excessive cardio. You don't have to run an ultra marathon. Okay, you're not David Goggins. Right? I mean, if you're a runner, then sure, go do your run. But guys, if you're not a runner, you don't have to go run for miles, for hours to burn off, quote unquote, burn off those calories that you ate. Okay, because what you are doing by undereating, what you are doing by doing excessive weightlifting, excessive cardio after a binge, is you're creating this unhealthy relationship with food. And you're basically teaching your brain, you're teaching your body that we can't ever have these things. You know, we can't ever have food. Food is bad. Food is the devil. And now we have an unhealthy relationship with food. You know, I messed up, I overate, and now I'm going to, you know, undereat. I'm going to starve myself. I'm only going to eat broccoli and chicken. I'm going to do a ton of cardio to teach my body a lesson. Go me, right? No, not go you. Because all you're doing, guys, is creating an unhealthy relationship with food. The next day, what I want you to do, this is exactly what I want you to do. Eat your normal amount of food and do your normal amount of exercise, okay? Give yourself grace. Literally, the best thing that you can do, as crazy as it sounds, is just act like it didn't happen, right? Because the other part of this that comes in, it's kind of like the mindset shift that starts to come into your life when you act like this, when you act like nothing happened. It's you're not giving the binge power anymore. You're not giving the episode, the binge episode, the overeating episode power anymore. You're not giving it control over you. You are taking control over it. You are literally, quite literally saying, you don't have control over me. You don't determine if I'm going to undereat the next day anymore. You don't determine if I'm going to do a ton of cardio the next day. I'm going to eat my normal amount of calories because I want to. I'm going to go weightlifting and do my normal amount of cardio because I want to. And you, binge, do not have any control over me. And this is the mindset that you need to have, guys. Stop starving yourself. Stop undereating. That is the exact reason why so many of you stay stuck in that binge restrict cycle. And it's why so many of you can't get out of it, and you feel like it has this death grip on you. It's like when a crocodile just wraps around, or I don't know if it's a rattlesnake, maybe a crocodile, and it just has like the grip on you, on the animal, right? The cantaloupe, the deer. It feels like that. It feels like that has this chokehold over you, and you're never going to get out of it. It's because you're giving the binges this power, guys. You're letting it control and dictate what you do every single day. There's no reason for you to be anxious about what you're eating, guys. There is no reason for you to be under-eating. There's no reason for you to be doing excessive cardio, right? Don't give it that power. Don't give it that control. Understand why it happened, yes. Implement a plan so it doesn't happen again, yes. But what's the third step, guys? Give yourself grace. Allow yourself to move on and do not give it power. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast, guys. If you did find this valuable, I would really appreciate a review. And if you guys need more personal help, click that first link in the description where we help entrepreneurs and busy professionals just like yourself stop binge eating with a customized plan, a mindset plan, a nutrition plan, a workout plan. We're going to help you stop obsessing over food, stop overeating, and finally lose those 20, 30, 40 pounds and get in the best shape of your life. Like I said, first link in the description. If you just want some more help, you have some questions, DM me on my Instagram at @IamSebastianBedinker. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you guys in the next podcast.